Now, the first constraint creates sentence structure. It is a partial order of words, that is, roughly, an ordering in which some words are higher or lower on some scale than others, while some are neither higher nor lower than others. The partial order holds between word occurrences in utterances. It determines all sentences, but is overt only in a subset, from which, however, all other sentences can be derived. Grammatical relations can be defined in terms of it. We can see the partial order most clearly in very short sentences. Now I will give just a few examples. This will be very hard to follow and boring, but just to explain what the partial order is. So we consider a few words. For instance, the words that can occur with sleep. In shorter sentences, there are certain words that will occur with sleep. Man, child, even tree sleeps in winter, earth sleeps under a blanket of snow, and a few others. Some others are very, very rare, but they can be said. A stone sleeps for 5 billion years, or what's the moon rocks, or something of the sort. Some words are more common than others, we'll come to that. But in any case, there's a certain type of word, a certain set of words, actually, though we're not defining what the set is now, which occurs with sleep. I can show you words that do not occur with sleep in short sentences, like, for instance, sleep sleeps, or walking sleeps, or because sleeps. I mean, those are English words, but you can't do anything with it. You cannot do as much as you can do with a rock sleeps or has slept for billions of years. So sleep occurs with one word of a certain set. Let's call this, temporarily, the argument set for sleep. Let's take wear. Wear will be found to occur with two words of the same set. A man wears a coat. A tree wears bark, or something of the sort. I mean, there are various things one can say. Some of them are somewhat crazy, but what you cannot say is that sleeping wears running, or something of the sort. Or again, or that the because wears coming, or something like this. So we will say that because has two, the argument classes of because are two words of that same set, of earth and so forth. So the earth wears a blanket of snow also. Now, let's take another word, to assert. Assert occurs with one word of this class that we already know. A man asserts, a child asserts, even a tree may assert something, a painting, I'm told, asserts something. But it also has another thing at the end. A man asserts something. That something, however, is not coat or man. You cannot say a man asserts a coat or something of the sort. It has to be a man asserts sleep. Well, he doesn't assert sleep, he asserts that a tree sleeps. But that is because a man asserts sleeping, and the sleeping requires the tree. So that a man asserts that a tree sleeps has man and sleep as the argument of assert, and tree as the argument of sleep. Now, at this point, let me try to say the general statement about this. First, I should say that there are, of course, very many other words. It turns out that all of the argument classes that we need for all the words are only either the set to which man, earth, tree, and so forth belongs, namely roughly concrete nouns, not all nouns, concrete nouns, or else things that we would call verbs, though it will turn out that it also includes adjectives, like sleep and wear and assert and entail and so forth. These two classes, we can describe the arguments of all words of the language as some combination. One of these classes, two words out of these classes, one word of this class and one word of the other class, and so forth. So that you'll see that the material is not terribly hard, even though the number of combinations that we have to make is very large. Now, the partial order relation that I've been describing here is as follows. For each word, whether it's man or sleep or coat or whatever, there are zero or more classes of words, which will be called its arguments, such that the given word will not occur in a sentence unless one word, any word, of each argument class is present and in a stated position next to it. So sleep wants one word of this noun class, wear wants two words of the noun class, assert wants one word of the noun class and one word of this so-called verb class, and so on. Now, if a word, for instance, man or tree, has zero argument, because I said zero or more classes, and therefore it is possible for a word to have no argument. If it has zero argument, we call it a zero-level word. It has, its argument is null, it's nothing. If it has a non-zero argument, that means all other words, we call it an operator on the argument, on the words that it requires. Now, this relation is a dependence. That is to say, man depends on nothing in this organization. Sleep depends on one thing that depends on nothing, and so on. This is a dependence with each word in the sentence requiring the presence of certain other words in the sentence. Now, at this point, I want to introduce, first of all, let me say something about the partial order already, even at this point. It is, of course, a constraint on word combination, because it says that in the argument position next to a given operator, the frequency of certain words, those which are not in the argument class, is zero. So it already constrains a large number of words from not occurring in a certain position. Each satisfaction of this partial order, let's say each occurrence of an operator with its arguments, is a sentence. So we already have sentences. These already are sentences. A man sleeps is a sentence. The partial ordering also has a meaning. As will be seen next week, each operator is being said about its argument. The meaning of the presence of the operator is aboutness. The operator has its own meaning, for instance, sleep or wear, but it also has a grammatical meaning. Namely, it's not just that it is said in juxtaposition, it is said about. Why it has this meaning of about will come up next week. So that we have introduced a meaning which this thing brings in, which the partial order brings in to the sentence. Now, this dependence relation, the requirement, has a very, very important property. It is this. If we ask what determines for each word, which word class it in turn requires, we find that the required words are identified. The way we know what the required words is, because we didn't give the whole class. I just gave a few examples, saying man, tree, and so forth. The required words are identified by what they in turn require. In other words, a word does not require a particular list of words. As a matter of fact, it would be a very poor situation if it did, because we then have to modify the list each time words come in and go out. A word is not identified by what list of words it goes with. It's identified by the requirement property of the words that it will go with. It will accept only words that have certain requirement property. We'll see what this means in a moment. This means, for instance, that sleep required one word that requires no. So you can't say sleep, sleep, you can say man sleeps. Wear required two words that themselves require no. Assert, however, requires two words, one of which requires no, the other word has to require something. That is, the man asserts sleeping. He asserts sleeping about a tree. He asserts that a tree sleeps. But I am saying it now sort of in a semantic way. But what I mean is, these are the combinations that make sentences, and the other combinations don't make sentences. Now, the relation that imposes a partial order is therefore not just dependence of a word on a stated class of words, but dependence of a word on the dependence property of words. This is the kind of relation that can define a system without recourse to any externally defined elements. It has the essential property of a mathematical object. Having come to this, it is worth noting that the language elements involved, namely words, have indeed no inherent property which has to be used for sentence construction. The sound of words are not related to their meaning or to their combinability. And from the viewpoint of the partial order, then, the word occurrences form a set of arbitrary elements closed under the dependence on dependence relation, with every combination that satisfies this relation being a sentence. We will also see that this relation is sufficient as a basis for everything else that has to be defined grammatically and also for identification of word meanings in the language.